You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me sick? I just want to choke a member of the Hell's Angels to within an inch of his life and then step back and say, oops, wrong person. A boy down at the bar died. Buddy Brewster bought the farm, and the boys and me, we were down at the funeral home last night. You know, it weren't a funeral thing, just a display thing, and they were going to show off a body. Well, anyway, a kind of funny thing happened. You know, I was up there at the casket paying my last respects, because believe me, I never respected Buddy when he was alive. So I was overdue. Anyway, I suddenly get hit with a serious case of what best could be described as intestinal distress. The only way to solve a problem was, well, let's just say a little methane escape into the atmosphere. Well, I get kind of embarrassed, so I hightailed it to the back of the room. Well, the next one up at the casket was my big dumb pal, Dub Meeker. Dub is up there sobbing and slobbering. And he's an emotional man, you know, and Dub is weeping and wailing, and suddenly he turned around and shouts, he ain't dead yet! Well, it was funny at the time. So we'd back in the bar after they bring Widder Brewster back to consciousness. Of course, conversation turns to death. Namely, how we'd like to die. Well, Junior Meeker said he'd like to skid into a wall in turn three of the Indy 500 and go up in a fireball. Well, that ain't bad. Bartender Pete said he'd like to rescue a family from a car crash into a telephone pole and accidentally grab a live electric wire. There's your sizzler. But I got them all beat. I says, I want to get shot by a jealous husband when I'm 95. Wake up, America! Get your life in order, America! Cause it could be toes up tomorrow. Just remember, when your name comes up, the lid comes down. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pay it off.